High school football is on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Presented in part by Meijer, Russ's Restaurants, Friss Office Outfitters, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, and Zeeland Print Shop. Also making this broadcast possible are Hop In of Fenville, Sales Heating and Cooling, Zeeland Print Shop, Weston Brook Mower, and Wooden Shoe Restaurant. 2013 high school football is also a service of City Deli, Randy's Carpet Care, Barber Ford, The Farmhouse Restaurant, Zeeland Hardware, and Reliable Sport. WHTC high school football broadcasts are made possible in part by Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Seely Wright Kia of Holland, Zeeland Rackard, Taylor Rental, and Shoreline Orthopedics. Now let's join WHTC's Greg Chandler for high school football on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.
Greetings, everyone, from Zeeland Stadium. Welcome to High School Football 2013 on WHTC and WHTC.com. We are in week 9 of the 2013 season. It is the final night of regular season action, and it is championship night here at Zeeland Stadium. We have a showdown for the OK Green Conference Championship tonight as the Ducks of Zeeland West take on the Bulldogs of Byron Center High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. It should be a terrific ball game. The Ducks are already in the playoffs, coming in with a record of 7-1. They are 4-0 in the OK Green. Byron Center comes in at 6-2. They are in the playoffs as well. They are also 4-0 in the OK Green. The Ducks trying for their fifth OK Green Conference championship in their 9-year history. And we'll get into a little bit of that history in just a little bit. Byron Center, their last championship was a co-championship back in 2009 when they shared the title with Hamilton, but you have to go back to 1995 to find the last time Byron Center won an outright OK championship. Back then, they were playing in the OK Blue, and they went 7-0 that year, but it has been a long time for the Bulldogs, and they're playing very well right now. They're coming off a big win last week against Holland Christian, a big win at home by a score of 16-9. The Ducks also season with that patented wing tee offense have been piling up the points and piling up the yardage. In each of the last 2 weeks, the Ducks have scored over 60 points. 2 weeks ago, they beat Hamilton 64-14. Last week, they beat the Holland High Dutch by a score of 60-21. And it's really been the same formula as it has been all along for Coach John Shillitoe and the Ducks. A powerful ground attack, strong defense, and they've got some game breakers on offense as they usually do. This year's version is Danny Bodder, who has rushed, received, and also had kickoff returns for scores. He has a total of 25 touchdowns. He has had some eye-popping numbers. We'll get to those in just a moment, but this should be a really good contest. It's a late-arriving crowd here at Zeeland Stadium. It's a cool night out there. It is breezy, and people are bundled up, but we're going to have a great night for football, and it should be a really good contest as we get you set for this game between the Ducks and the Bulldogs. When we come back, we will have more about Zeeland West here on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. We'll talk about the Ducks season and what they need to do to come away with a victory tonight against this Byron Center team. You are listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to High School Football on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. And welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Zeeland West, Byron Center tonight for the OK Green Conference Championship. The Ducks come in 7-1, 4-0 in the OK Green. And here's how they've done over the course of the season. They have put a lot of points on the board. They opened with a 44-28 victory in week 1 on the road at Detroit Country Day, of course, perennially one of the top high school football programs in the state. They then had that overtime loss to Zeeland East in week 2, 50-44. But since then, they have been rolling. They beat Holland Christian 52-20, Cedar Springs 56-6. Their closest ball game to date was against Wayland, a game that we brought you on WHTC. It wound up 30-22. Actually, it was 30-8 at one point in that contest before Wayland got a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to make it interesting. They beat Unity Christian 54-20 on October 4th. Then in the last 2 weeks have put 60 or more on the board against Hamilton and Holland, winning 64-14 over the Hawkeyes and 60-21 over the Dutch. And as usual for Zeeland West, it has been John Shillito and that patented offense of his. They call it a wing tee, but it's really more a straight tee offense and involves a lot of faking and a good zone blocking by the offensive linemen. And they have some game breakers. Marcus Lambert is a very solid running back, but the guy that's really been the key this year has been Danny Bauder, a senior halfback. Bauder has been just a dynamite performer. Coming into the ball game tonight, Bauder comes in with 1,141 yards rushing. The thing is, he's only carried the ball 81 times. That is a phenomenal 14.1 yard per carry average. He has had a 90-yard touchdown run. That was in the Zeeland East ball game back in week two, and he has had a ton of big plays on offense. In addition to the running, he's also been a threat as a receiver. Now, the Ducks don't throw a lot, but when they have this year, they have usually gotten a big play out of it. Bauder has caught 6 passes this season. Those 6 passes have resulted in an average gain of 52.7 yards. And yes, all 6 completions have resulted in touchdowns. That you can't ask for better than that. 6 receptions, 6 touchdowns for Danny Bauder. Bauder also has a kickoff return for a score of 89 yards this year, so he has 26 total touchdowns, but he is certainly not the only threat on this team. Marcus Lambert, who has been a solid player for the Ducks, he was a part of the state championship team a couple of years ago. He's the fullback, and he averages about 6 yards a carry. Then you have Cole Hessian, who's the other starting halfback. He's averaging about 7 yards a carry. And then they can come off the bench with several other guys. Nick Jash coming off the bench. He is averaging close to 10 yards a carry. And don't overlook Casey Brinks, the quarterback. Brinks, quarterback this year, he's 10 of 19 passing, but 8 of those 10 completions have gone for touchdowns. In the running game, he has done a great job of running the bootleg where he fakes the handoff, puts the ball on his hip, and he's got some really good speed. He is averaging almost 16 yards a rush. He's carried the ball 21 times for 331 yards and scored 4 touchdowns. He has had a 68-yard touchdown run this season. So there's really anybody in that Zeeland West offense can make a big play at any time. And that really has been a key for the Ducks over the course of the season. And you also have to look at the offensive line as well. They've got a senior-laden offensive line. Holland Sentinel did a really nice article in today's paper about the play of the offensive line. And John Shillito was saying that this is really the key. I mean, without the play of the line, you don't get the big plays like you do with Danny Bauder and Casey Brinks. You got to have the solid play up front. It starts with A.J. Tinhol, who's the center. He's a big guy. They don't list height and weight on this team, but Tinholt is a good-sized young man. And then you got another young man on the outside as well, Jordan Van Dorn, a 4-year starter. He was a part of that 2011 state championship team that beat Marine City at Ford Field for the state title. He is the tight end. He's a big target, but he's also a tremendous blocker. And on the defensive side of the football as well, Van Dorn is one of the leading tacklers as well. He's, of course, headed to Western Michigan University to play football next season. So the Ducks tonight, I think against this Byron Center ball club, I think if they can get off to a quick start, if they can get a quick score or maybe get a couple of quick scores and jump out to a 2-touchdown lead early, and that has really been the key all season. They often get the ball first and take it right down the field. In fact, they're going to get the ball first tonight. Byron Center won the toss, and they elected to defer their choice. So West is going to get the ball first, and that first series, I think, is going to be interesting and could really set the tone of the ball game tonight for this Zeeland West Ball Club. When we come back, we will talk about the Byron Center Bulldogs and their season so far. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You are listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland Stadium and the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Greg Chandler with you as we're just approaching kickoff of this OK Green Conference Championship showdown between the Ducks and the Bulldogs. Byron Center 6-2 heading into the ball game tonight. Here's how the season has gone for the Bulldogs. They opened with a 29-14 win over Grand Rapids Northview. They lost to Forest Hills Northern in week 2 19-7, then bounced back to hammer Hamilton 46-10 in their OK Green opener. They then lost to Greenville 28-0. So they were at 2-2 after 4 weeks, but once they got back into OK Green Conference play, they have piled up four straight wins. They started with a 30-24 win over Middleville, then beat Holland 50-24 on the road. And that was a ball game the Dutch actually led in the first quarter after they got a couple of quick scores, but then Byron Center got rolling, and they were able to come away with the win. They beat Unity Christian 41-21, and then last week, a hard-fought contest, they were able to knock off Holland Christian by a score of 16-9. And in that contest, really the key in the ball game was the Bulldogs' ability to control the football. They had a 29-minute to 19-minute time of possession advantage. They ran the ball very, very well in that contest. Jared Rogers was the leading rusher in the contest, as he had about 90 yards rushing, and then the quarterback, Jake Bylsma, and Bylsma is not a big kid at all, 5'8", 137 pounds, but he is a very tough guy, and he had 76 yards rushing on the ground. On the defense, the Bulldog defense was just in the face of Caleb Vanderluck, the Holland Christian quarterback, all night long, and they were not really able to get anything going, particularly with the combination of Vanderluck to Kyle Steginga. The Maroons did score on the final play of the game to make it a one-touchdown ball game, but quite honestly, the Maroons were just never really able to get a sustained attack going. After they had taken an early 3-0 lead on a Bryce Eggers field goal, Byron Center was able to get a couple of scores and move out to a 16-3 lead, and the defense really did the job tonight. And now, but this Byron Center defense is going to be tested tonight by the Zeeland West offense. You look at the Bulldogs, Jared Rogers is their leading ball carry. He has rushed for over 800 yards on the course of the season. He is averaging about 7 yards a carry. Bylsma, the quarterback, averages about 4 yards a carry and is at rush for over 300 yards. And Bylsma will throw the ball a little bit more than Casey Brinks will for Zeeland West. They've put it up about 69 times on the course of the season. They've completed 36 passes for about a 52% percentage, but not a great deal of yardage per completion, and they have just 2 touchdown passes on the course of the season. So they will throw the football occasionally, but Byron Center primarily a ground-oriented attack. And you look at Byron Center's history. We mentioned earlier that back in 2009, they did share the OK Green title with Hamilton. They were 6-1 in the conference that year and 9-2 overall. They were in the playoffs in 2010. They were 6-4 that year. Last year, they just missed the playoffs. They had an opportunity last year, Byron Center did, for an OK Green Conference championship and a berth in the playoffs. But Holland Christian beat them 14-11 in the final week of the season. That gave the Maroons a share of the OK Green title with Zeeland West. Instead of Byron Center having the share, it wound up being Holland Christian getting a share of that conference championship. And Byron Center, I'm sure their coaching staff has probably been reminding their players about what got away from them last year, and they've got an opportunity tonight to do something that they have not done in close to 2 decades, and is win an outright conference championship. 1995 was the last year that Byron Center won a conference championship outright in football. That was back then. They were in the OK Blue, and they were 7-0 in conference play that year. This will be the 7th meeting between Zeeland West and Byron Center over the years. Byron Center is Zeeland West is 5-1 all time. Last year, the Ducks won the game by a score of 22-0. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening kickoff of tonight's championship showdown here at Zeeland Stadium. It is the Ducks trying to continue their dynasty against Byron Center. But first, let's take one final 2-minute timeout. You are listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com.
Yeah.
The game conditions presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant at the 17th Street Y. Stop in and indulge in breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Jackie's Place. Mostly cloudy skies, a peak of the sunshine as it is setting off to our west. Currently 46 degrees, winds out of the southwest, 15 gusting to 25, and that wind is going to pick up throughout the course of the evening. However, there is no precipitation in the forecast tonight, so we should have clean and dry conditions for this ball game. The Chicks are in the green uniforms, gold numerals, white pants, green helmets. The Bulldogs, white jerseys, white pants, orange numerals, black helmets with the orange Bulldog logo on the side. We're just about ready to get this one underway. Luke Thorpe gets ready to kick off for Byron Center. Zealand West defending the north goal. They'll be working left to right across your radio dial. Here's a pop-up kick toward the sideline. It takes one bounce, and it is fielded at the 26-yard line, and being swarmed under is one of the upbacks for Zealand West. I think that was Grant Postma fielding that kick, and Postma did not get a chance to return that. So the Ducks will get it at first and 10 at their 26-yard line. Casey Brinks is the quarterback. Brinks on the season, 10 of 19 passing, 427 yards and 8 touchdowns on the course of the season. His halfbacks will be Danny Botter, who's been the home run threat all season, along with Cole Hessian. The fullback is Marcus Lambert. They'll operate out of a straight T formation 99% of the time with two tight ends. Jordan Van Dort is one of the tight ends, and Zach Popama is the other. Byron Center jams the line with five guys. Brinks is under center. The give is to Bonner on the first play, and he's out over the 25 and out to the 27-yard line. That was Cole Hessian on the carry.
Bonner carries football. It's up to the 32.
Hessian picking up 7. Hessian wears 22, and Bonner wears 23, so it's sometimes hard to tell who's got the football. They get it out to the 26. Pickup of 6 on the first play. A.J. Tinholt is the center. He's the anchor of that offensive line for Zealand West. We'll try and pick up the rest of the line for you shortly. Second and 4 Ducks from their 26. The give to Bauer on the side. He's outside the numbers at the 30, and he gets a nice tackle there by the cornerback. I think that was Josh Lee coming up from the secondary that time to make the stop, and Bauer able to pick up the actually, he's short of the first down. They mark him at the 29, a gain of 3. So third and a yard to go. Actually, we'll call it third and less than a yard. Brinks brings him up to the line. Tinhump comes out over the football. Third and less than a yard for the Ducks from their 29. They bring a couple of linebackers up along the line. Here's the give to Bowder. He's got a first down and more out to the 40. Just a straight ahead run. And again, that was Cole Hessian actually on the carry.
Gets it up for the first down past the 40.
And Hessian picks up the first down to the 40-yard line. So a gain of, we'll call it 6 on the play. They mark it just over the 40. First and 10 for the Ducks. Brinks looks over a 6-man Byron Center front, gives it up the middle to Marcus Lambert, and Lambert breaking loose. Look out! 40, 35, 30, and he's going to be dragged down at the 27-yard line. Marcus Lambert, the senior fullback, got a big hole up the middle, and he almost took it all the way. It's a gain of 34 for Marcus. First and 10 Ducks at the Byron Center, 26. Smith Sambuteroff is one of the tackles for the Ducks. Chris Ashford is one of the guards. First and 10, Zealand West. They're on the move early. We've played a little less than 2 minutes, no score. Here's the give. That was Hessian down inside the 25, down to the 22. Pickup of 4 for Cole. Brinks gets the play from Coach Shilato and jogs back to the huddle. Second and 6 coming up for the Ducks. This will be the 6th play of the drive. They started at their own 26, and they've taken it right down the field. Trevor Raby is the left tackle for Zealand West. I believe Carson Butts is the left guard. Second and 6. Here's the give to Bauer, left side. He's inside the 20, plows ahead. He's close to a first down, down close to the 15. Just a straight-off tackle play for Danny Bauer, and I believe he has a first down. They mark it at the 16.
This is Mike
And it is indeed a first down. So a very methodical drive by Zeeland West to start this ball game. Lambert had the big run early with a 34-yard gallop. The Ducks in the red zone, and that's been a familiar place for them all season. They come out straight T, two tight ends of the ball game, six-man front for Byron Center, a couple of linebackers up close. Here's the give to Lambert over the top. He gets inside the 15 down to the 12. Alexander Lake is the key guy on defense for Byron Center. He had a great ball game against Holland Christian last week. He had three sacks of Caleb Vanderluck to lead the defense in that ball game. Gain of, we'll call it three for Lambert. It's second and seven, Zeeland West at the Byron Center 13. 8:45 to go, first quarter, still no score. Ducks up to the line with two tight ends, straight to the backfield, Brinks under center. Casey gives it off right side. Down to the 10, down to the 5. Will he get in? He is going to be just short of the end zone. That was Hessian, I believe. Cole Hessian off the right side picks up 12 yards down to the 1. And the Ducks are knocking on the door. They're actually going to mark it inside the 1. So the Ducks have taken it right down the field, and they are knocking on the door at pay dirt. First and goal to go. Brinks brings them up. We might see Brinks keep it himself here. Brinks, handoff right side and plowing ahead and into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. I believe that's Hessian. Cole Hessian over the right side. That is his sixth touchdown of the season. And Zeeland West takes the opening kickoff and marches right down the field to score. They lead it 6-0 with 8:14 to go in the first quarter. And the Ducks, as usual, will go for two. They come immediately to the line. Brinks will often throw for the two-point conversion out of this set. They give it to Bauder on the left side, cuts it back, and he's going to get swarmed under. Alexander Lake led the charge that time for Byron Center, and Bauder was not able to get into the end zone. But Zeeland West goes 74 yards in 9 plays to start the ball game, and they lead Byron Center by a score of 6-0, 8:14 to go first quarter. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Nine plays the drive, and Cole Hessian took it in from the 1 for the score, and they lead it 6-0. Lundeen getting ready to kick off, and he puts it at the left hash mark at the 40. He's going to try to angle the kick, I believe.
Eric Chard and Travis Baker are...
Chard and Baker back deep for Byron Center. The kickoff brought to you by the Hoppin' of Fendel. Text Hop to 80373 for specials. It's a blooping kick. It is fielded at the 35, and the ball pops loose, and Zeeland West has it. They're going to call him down, I think. The ball popped loose, and the official has said the ball was fumbled after he went down. They'll mark it at the 41 of Byron Center. Jake Bilesma is the quarterback. He is a junior, 5'8", 137 pounds. His feature back will be Jared Rogers, who's also a junior. They'll operate out of the pistol, where the quarterback's about 3 yards behind center. Rogers will line up to his right. There's two receivers on the right side, and Rogers will get the handoff around the left side, cuts it back up the middle. He's out over the 45 to the 47. Nice cutback move that time by Rogers, and he is able to pick up about 6.
Jared Rogers carries.
Chris Ashford on the stop for the Ducks. Gain of 5, second and 5 for the Ducks from their 46. The wide receiver is Corey Babs. Or actually, he's a tight end. But they do split Babs out to the right. This time they got receivers split out to the left and right. Eric Chard is the other wide receiver. They go to a double wing set, and Bilesma's going to keep it himself around left end. He's going to get swarmed under in the backfield at the 44. Chris Ashford leading the charge for the Ducks, and he brought friends with him. T.J. Langland, the linebacker, and also Zach Papama on the stop for the Ducks. Smith Sambudarov anchors that defensive front for Zeeland West. Jordan Van Dort is there. T.J. Langland is there. And Mason Van Eyck is also one of the deep down linemen. It's 3rd and 7, Byron Center, from their 44. And we'll see what Bylsma does here. Two receivers right, single receiver left. They hand it off on the inside reverse. To the 45, to midfield, breaking loose into Zealand West territory. And with a first down is Eric Chard, the senior wingback. They brought him in motion. They handed it off on the inside reverse. And he was able to get the corner turn and able to pick up the first down. It's a pickup of 14, first down Byron Center.
42.
Down to the Zealand West 42-yard line. So Byron Center trying to come up with an equalizer, and they're quickly up to the line. Bylsma in the pistol. He's got Rogers lined up to his left. One of the Ducks linemen jumped. Hand off to Rogers on the right side. He gets down to the 41 and no further as Chris Ashford wraps him up.
Rogers the ball carrier. Kajawa and Ashford.
Trent Kajawa also in there helping out. Kajawa, one of the other linebackers for the Zealand West Ball Club. Gain of one for Rogers, 2nd and 9. 6:10 to go, first quarter, 6-0, Zealand West. Ducks took the opening kickoff, marched right down the field, and put it in the end zone on a Cole Hessian touchdown. They got two receivers left, single receiver right, Byron Center does. Bylsma, and we got Jai's jumping all over the place. The right guard, actually, it was Al Lake, the two-way lineman for Byron Center, who came out of his stance a little early. And that's going to be a 5-yard walk-off. So it's now 2nd and 14 for the Bulldogs from the 46 of the Ducks. Other games going on tonight. West Ottawa's at Hudsonville. Panthers need a win to make the playoffs. They're at 5-3. Saugatuck going for the SAC North Championship. They're playing Gobles tonight. Gary Stevens has the play-by-play of that game on our sister station, 92.7 The Van. Bylsma back to throw on 2nd down. Slant pattern. It is caught at the 41 and dropping to a knee immediately. The pass is completed to number 10, and guess what? We don't have a number 10 on our roster. It's a pickup of 5 on the first pass of the night for Bylsma. So it'll be 3rd and 9 for the Bulldogs. They'll split receivers left and right. And Bylsma tells Rogers what the play is. He's in the pistol. They got a wing to the right. And they fake the handoff to Rogers, back to throw. Bylsma hit from behind as he throws, and the pass is incomplete. Coming from the backside that time was T.J. Langland, and he put a hit on Bylsma as he threw the football. The pass was intended for the wingback, Josh Lee.
And
it will be 4th and 9 for the Bulldogs from the Zealand West 41. And it looks like they're going to go for it here. Mark Sisko, the head coach of Byron Center, figures, hey, we got nothing to lose here. We're playing against one of the top teams in the state. Let's go for it here. Two receivers on the left side. They fake to give to Rogers. They're going to do the throwback screen, and it's dropped. I'm not sure it would have mattered. They fake the give to Rogers. They roll Bylsma to the left, and then they did a throwback screen, but the pass was a little low, and Rogers couldn't hang on to it. Even if he had, he probably would not have picked up the first down. So Zealand West will take over the football at their 41. So the Ducks get their second possession of the night with 4:52 to go in the first quarter, holding a 6-0 lead. A.J. Tinholt comes over the football, brings us under center with a full house backfield. 5-man front for Byron Center. The give to Bowder around the left side, and Danny is out to the 42. You can tell that the Byron Center defense is going to be keen on him tonight. Number 70, Jordan Veldboom, a senior defensive lineman on the stop. 2nd and 9, Ducks from their 42. Clock moving, 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Ducks up to the line. Brinks studies the Byron Center front line. It's a 5-man front with 3 linebackers up close. The give is to Hessian, right side. Here goes Cole to the outside. He's to the 45. He's to midfield. He's got a first down. Down the sideline and out of bounds at about the 45 of Byron Center.
Back into Byron Center territory.
Hessian comes from the left half position and will go to his right, and when they run Bowder, he comes from the right half position, and they'll usually run him to the left. Pick up a 14 for Hessian, and Cole's off to a great start tonight. He figured Byron Center is keen on Bowder, so that might open the way for Hessian and Lambert to have a big night tonight. First and 10, Ducks from the Byron Center 44. Brinks looks over the Byron defense. And here's the give to Lambert up the middle. Marcus down inside the 40, down to the 35, and he almost broke it. Marcus Lambert came within an eyelash of breaking it, and Lake had to chase him down from behind. It's a pickup of 11, first down, Zeeland West. They have it at the Byron Center 33. And I said at the top of the broadcast, if Zeeland West can get off to a quick lead, maybe get up a couple of scores early, it's going to make it really tough on this Byron Center team. Here come the Ducks up to the line. 3:54, clock running first quarter. Byron Center has a couple linebackers they want to send on a blitz. Here's the give to Hessian. Cole inside the 30 down to the 26. Straight power football. And Cole running behind Smith Sambuteroff and Chris Ashford. Takes it down to the 26. It's a gain of 7. Second and 3 to go. Ducks up back up to the line. Brinks comes up under center. Casey gives it off to Bowder. Bowder to the 25. Bowder down inside the 20s, down to the 18.
23, Bowder carries. 23, Lee tackles. Another first down for the
Josh Lee came up from the secondary to make the stop on Danny Bowder, but not before another Zeeland West first down. So the Ducks setting the tone early in this one. They're back in the red zone. 3:05 to go in the quarter. Straight tee the formation. Brinks under center. Here's the give to Lambert up the middle, and Marcus got tackled at about the 16. Right in the middle of that Byron Center line. Mickey Sturm, a senior linebacker, in on the stop. Second and 8 coming up for the Ducks. Brinks gets the play from Coach Shillito. John Shillito, assisted by Greg Hoagland, Gaspar Giarmo, John Slodok, Ross Radovog, Tyler Pike, Rick Sell, John Mielke, and Doug Heemstra. Second and 8, Ducks from the Byron Center 16. Brinks under center. Casey hands it off right side to Hessian. Cole inside the 15, and he takes it down to about the 12. You know, the Byron Center defense was ready for Cole that time. Tietzma on the tackle. We'll call it a gain of 3, so it'll be 3rd and 5. Hessian has already carried the ball 8 times here in this first quarter. And he's usually not the feature back. Bowder is, but Cole's doing a great job running the ball. 3rd and 5 Ducks from the 13. Brinks. Hands it off, and Byron Center did a great job of busting through that time.
Tackled by Travis Baker.
Travis Baker busting through. Jackson Smith had the initial penetration initially, and they dropped Bowder for a loss back to the 14. So it'll be 4th and 6 for the Ducks. And, John Shillito doesn't kick extra points, and certainly he's not going to kick a field goal here. Straight tee the formation, 2 tight ends in the ballgame, Brinks under center. Brinks rolls out to his right, rolls. He's going to treat it, he loses the football, and Byron Center picks it up at the 7-yard line, and he wasn't going to get the first down anyway.
Brinks was the ball carrier, there was a fumble on the play, recovered by Josh Lee.
Josh Lee got the recovery at the 5, so Byron Center will get the football, but they've got a long field to go. 56.6 seconds to go in this first quarter. 6-0, Ducks lead. There was a penalty on the play, in which those declined. I didn't see a flag either. And now we got the side judge coming in to talk to the referee, and Not quite sure what this is about. It did look a little bit like the old fumble rooski play that the Oakland Raiders did back in the late 70s. You know, Dave Casper fumbling the ball toward the end zone for an eventual winning touchdown against the San Diego Chargers. I should tell you that this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. You know, the referee comes over to the sideline, and now one of the officials comes over to have a word with Coach Sisko, and I think they're probably asking about the spot of the football after the fumble. Brinks fumbled the ball at about the 12. It was fumbled forward, and I think Coach Sisko is arguing the ball should be marked at the 12, not the 5. Now, if that were the NFL, he would definitely be right about that. I'm not sure what the high school rule is on that. And now it looks like they may mark it at that spot. And now John Shillito wants an explanation. Shillito is out about 10 yards out onto the field, and they are going to indeed.
Upon further review,
they're going to mark it at the 16.
The Bulldogs will take over first and 10 at their 16-yard line with 56 seconds remaining.
And now we still have several officials huddled up over there. And if they're going to mark it from a fumble, it should probably be around the 12 or the 11, unless they called a penalty for the fumble.
Oh, they're
going to move it back. Now they'll put it at the 11. All right. Here we go. So the Byron Center Bulldogs will get their second possession. First and 10, 56.6 seconds to go in this first quarter, with the Ducks leading it by a score of 6-0. Don't forget, the official announcement of the qualifiers and pairings for the 2013 Michigan High School Football Playoffs will be this Sunday at 7 o'clock on Fox Sports Detroit. Mickey York and former Detroit Lion and Grand Valley State Laker Rob Rubick will host the show. You can find out where Zeeland West and all the other teams are going to be going for playoff action next week. Balsman gets the snap, hands it off to Rogers around the right side, and Jared gets out close to the 15. He may have actually gotten there.
Carries the football up near the 15-yard line.
Gain of 4.
Second and 6.
It'll be second and 6 for the Bulldogs. And they don't list height and weight on this Byron Center team, but Rogers is a good-sized kid. He's been averaging about 7 yards a carry on the course of the season. This should be the last play of the quarter coming up here. They come out in the pistol. It's Bilesma about 3 yards behind center. He's got Rogers lined up to his left. He's got two receivers out on the wing there to his right. Bilesma's going to keep it himself, and Bilesma's close to a first down at about the 20, maybe the 21. And that's going to do it for the first quarter here from Zeeland Stadium. A Cole Hessian touchdown run from 1 yard out is the only scoring so far. It is Zeeland West 6, Byron Center nothing after one quarter. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that helps them develop into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSA website at MHSA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association regarding the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. It's going to be third and less than a yard for Byron Center from their 20 to start the second quarter. They're working left to right across your radio dial. They're working into the wind. Wind out of the southwest at about 15 to 25 right now. Bilesma in the pistol. He's got Rogers lined up to his left. Single receiver on the left. He's got a wing to the left as well. Four-man front for the Ducks. They send a man in motion right to left. And we got flags everywhere. We may have had two guys moving at the same time against Byron Center. It is going to go against the Bulldogs, so what was third and one just became third and six. And, boy, that's a tough break for the Bulldogs.
Third and six now at the 15-yard line.
Got an update score. Thank you, Lee Lamberts. Holland High trying to get its first win of the season. The Dutch lead Hamilton 13-0 after one quarter. Trying to get Andrew Prattley a win in his first victory as head coach of the Holland Dutch. They send the man in motion right to left. They give it to Chard on the inside reverse. Chard tries to get the corner. He doesn't do it. He's going to be dropped at about the 13. Well spread out by the Zeeland West defense. Trent Kajawa and Mason Van Eyck led the way that time for Zeeland West, and Byron Center's going to have to punt into the wind.
Fourth down and seven.
Casey Brinks awaits the kick inside the Byron Center territory. The Ducks should get good field position. Here's the snap. And the kick is away. It's a low kick. It hits at the 30, takes a Byron Center roll, and it's going to die at about the 37. So a short kick. Zeeland West is going to get terrific field position. That win knocked down the punt.
At the Byron Center 38.
I think that was Baker on the punt that time for the Bulldogs.
Checking the Jets Pizza out of town scoreboard. End of the first quarter, it's Holland Dutch 13, Hamilton Hawkeyes 0.
And a collective gasp just went up from the Zeeland Stadium crowd when that Holland score was announced. Ducks have it first and 10 at the Byron Center 37, leading at 6-0. Brinks brings them up. And John Shillito wants a timeout. And it looks like they may have had a little bit of confusion as to what play they were supposed to be running. So the Ducks will come over to the sideline. Meanwhile, let's take a 30-second break. 6-0 Zeeland West. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Up to the line, first and 10 from their from the Byron Center 37, leading at 6-0. Brinks hands it off left side. Bowder down to the 35, down to the 30. Bowder went to his left and cut back and almost broke it. Gain of 7 for Danny. After one quarter over at Hudsonville, West Ottawa is tied with Hudsonville 7-7. Panthers need a win to qualify for the playoffs. They're at 5-3.
Checking the Jimmy John's uptown scoreboard.
Second and 3.
Hudsonville 7, West Ottawa 7.
Zeeland West at the Byron Center 30. Brinks looks over a 5-man Byron Center front. Brinks hands it off up the middle to Lambert, and Marcus plows ahead to the 25, down to the 22. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, bounced off a tackler, and was able to pick up the first down. Gain of 8 for Marcus before Zach Tietzma, the senior defensive back, made the stop. Ducks trying to add to a 6-0 lead. We're in the second quarter, 10:28 to play. This is for the OK Green Conference Championship. The Ducks going for their fifth title in 9 years. Brinks brings them up. Brinks gives it off to Hessian over the right side. Cole's inside the 20, and he takes it down to about the 18.
Jackson Smith on the tackle.
Jackson Smith, a junior linebacker on the stop. Ducks have gone all the way so far with Hessian and Bowder at the halfbacks and Marcus Lambert at fullback. They've not substituted yet. Second and 6 coming up for the Ducks. They have it in the red zone at the Byron Center 18. Brinks brings them up. A.J. Tinhold under center. Brinks hands it off. It is Bowder. The ball pops loose, and Byron Center, I think, has it. Bowder took it inside the 15, but he lost the football. There is a flag down. Hold everything. Byron Center recovered the football, but let's see about the flag. The penalty is against Zeeland West holding. It'll be Byron Center football. So the Ducks turn it over for the second time tonight.
Byron Center gets the ball first and 10 at their 16-yard line.
So Zeeland West has had a couple of drives here, but have not been able to finish. And, well, you don't want to miss, in a game like this, you don't want to let too many opportunities slip away from you. They've been in the red zone on each of the last two possessions and have not been able to put it in the end zone. Bielsma comes out to lead the Bulldogs. He's got Rogers lined up to his right, two receivers in the ballgame to the right as well. Bielsma is in the pistol. He takes a snap. He's going to hand it off on the inside reverse to Rogers, and Jared is over the 20 to the 21. Bielsma started to his right, and then he handed off kind of like on a misdirection almost to Rogers, and Jared was able to pick up some good yardage before Zach Popham may stop, and Zach may have been shaken up a little bit on the play. He's holding his wrist, and he's going to have to come out of the ball game. Popham, a two-way starter, and Dakota Gurink is going to come in for him. Gurink is a sophomore. Second, and we'll call it four for Byron Center from the 21, and now the Byron Center's got some confusion going on, and Bilesman's going to take a timeout. 8:54 to go, first half. Let's take a 30. It's 6-0 Zeeland West. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. To go in the first half. It's 6-0 Zeeland West over Byron Center. Cole Hessian scoring on a one-yard run on the Ducks' first possession, capping a 74-yard drive. But the Ducks on our last two possessions have fumbled inside the red zone and have come up empty. Byron Center comes out with two receivers to the left. Bielsma is in the pistol. He's got Rogers lined up to his right. Four-man front for the Ducks. Here's the give to Rogers around the left side. Cuts back up the middle. He's got running room. He's at 25 to the 30 to the 35, and he's going to be finally taken down at the 42. Nice cutback by Rogers that time, and Rogers almost broke it. Grant Postma had to come up from the secondary to make the stop. They'll give him to the 41, but a big gain. That was a pickup of 20 on the play. Byron Center will send out two receivers to the left. Bielsma in the pistol with Rogers on his left. I've been impressed with the way Rogers has been running the football in this first half. They send a man in motion inside. Bielsma is going to take it himself. He's to the 43, and he gets his world rocked that time by Smith and Buderoth. And Grant Postma was also there as well. Bielsma goes 137 pounds. Smith Sambuderoth, let's just say considerably larger than that. Gain of three for Jake that time. Second and seven for Byron Center from its 44. Clock moving, under 8 minutes to play first half. Single receivers on either side. They have a wing to the left. Rogers is the lone back lined up to the right of Bielsma, and Rogers is going to get the handoff around the left side. Rogers is running room. He's into Zeeland West territory, and he's going to be wrestled out of bounds at about the 40.
Into Zeeland West territory.
And Byron Center starting to find the range a little bit right now with Rogers running the football. A pickup of 15 for Jared Rogers, and it's first down Byron Center. And for the first time tonight, the Bulldogs are in Zeeland West territory. This time, the Bulldogs send two receivers to the right. Braden Smith, along with Zach Tietzmar on the outside. Bielsma in the pistol. And Bielsma is going to keep it himself. He gets down to the 38, down to the 37, and he was hit hard that time by Grant Postma.
Postma again on the tackle.
Pickup of two for Bielsma. Actually, they mark him back to the closer to the 39, so we'll call it a one-yard gain for Bielsma. Well, we figured this was going to be a tough contest tonight. And Byron Center is holding its own right now. Second and nine Bulldogs from the Ducks 39. Two receivers on the right. Bielsma in the pistol with Rogers lined up to his left. And Bielsma's going to roll out to right. He throws. He's got a receiver. It's caught at the 32-yard line. And paying the price that time is Zach Tietzma.
From Bielsma to Zach Tietzma.
Going to be a pickup of about 6 to the 33. So Bielsma with his second completion of the night. I think that was Postma on the hit again that time. Third and 3, Byron Center from the Zeeland West 33. This time Rogers lines up to the right of Bielsma. He's in the pistol. Rogers gets the handoff. Goes to his left. Cuts back. Rogers is on the loose. 20, 15, he'll score. Touchdown, Byron Center. Jared Rogers went to his left, cut back to his right, and he ran to daylight. It's a 33-yard touchdown, and Byron Center is an extra point kick away from taking the lead here with 6:15 to go in the second quarter.
Hunter DeWitt
on for the conversion to try to give Byron Center the lead. Zeeland West has been vulnerable at times to the running game. They came into the ball game tonight having given up 205 yards a game on the ground and averaging 5.4 yards allowed per carry. So they have had trouble at times stopping opposing teams. DeWitt's kick is blocked. Breaking through is Grant Postma. Postma came in untouched and snuffed out the kick by Hunter DeWitt, so we are tied at 6-6 with 6:15 to go in the first half. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. An impressive drive by Byron Center was largely the work of their fine running back, Jared Rogers, who had most of the yardage on that drive. He caps it off with a 33-yard touchdown. The extra point kick, no good. 6-6 the score. DeWitt gets ready to kick off for the Bulldogs. And he punches it toward the sideline. It's going to be fielded at the 20. Coming back upfield is Bowder. Bowder has had a kickoff return for a score this year. He comes out close to the 35 and gets taken down at about the 34. Babs on the tackle. Zeeland East needs a win tonight against Kanawha Hills to get into the playoffs. They've dropped 3 in a row after a 5-0 start. We do not have a score to report on that contest between the Chicks and the Knights.
Update in the second quarter. It's now West Ottawa 14 and Hudsonville 7.
West Ottawa has taken the lead over Hudsonville, 14-7 Panthers in the second quarter. Here come the Ducks. They have fumbled on each of their last two possessions. Brinks brings them up. First and 10 for the Ducks from their 34. The give is to Lambert up the middle, and Marcus doesn't get much. He got maybe a yard.
Lambert carries, gain of 1. Second quarter score now, Holland 13, Hamilton 6.
Hamilton has gotten on the board at home against Holland. It's now 13-6. The Dutch lead the Hawkeyes in the second quarter. Second and 9, Ducks from their 35. Straight tee the formation, two tight ends in the ball game. Brinks looks at the Byron Center front line. It's 5 guys up front. Brinks hands it off to Cole Hessian. And Cole gets up to the 37 and gets rustled back by about 4 white jerseys. Well, Byron Center, I think, can pretty much sell out what they know. They know the run's coming. We've not seen Brinks go to the air so far. And they've got the wind at their back, so we might see them try it, but it's going to be 3rd and 7. Bowder's not been able to break anything big so far. He's been the home run threat so far. 3rd and 7, Ducks from their 37. Brinks brings them up. Brinks is going to hand it off to Bowder. Bowder tries to get the corner, and he gets up to the 40, breaks a couple of tackles, and he's finally knocked out of bounds at about the 42. That's going to be short of the first down. Actually, Bowder did a nice job to get as much yardage as he did it, because it looked like Byron Center had the play strung out. They're going to mark it actually at the 43. That's 4th and 1, and we've seen John Shillitoe go for it in this situation, and I think he is going to go for it here. This is not unusual at all for a 4th and short yard situation for the Ducks to go for it. But this could be a big play here, a potential momentum swinger. 4:45 to go first half, 6-6 the score. 4th and 1, Ducks from their 43. Brinks takes, hands it off to Hessian, and Cole's got the first down over the 45 to the 47. No doubt about that one. Hessian running behind Smith, Sam Buderoth, and Chris Ashford. And he's able to pick up the first down.
47-yard line. Ducks first and 10.
So the Ducks able to move the chains. First and 10, West from their 47. 4:30 to play in the half. Straight tee the formation. Two tight ends in the ballgame. Brinks under center. Casey takes. And Brinks is going to put it on his hip. Brinks to the outside. Look out. Brinks to midfield. There's a flag down. Brinks down the far sideline. He's inside the 30 to the 28. But there is a flag down. This is probably going to come back. In fact, that's the body language of the Zealand West players. They're already starting to walk back. Brinks put the ball on his hip, and he has done that so well all season long. They have gotten tremendous plays off that bootleg. But this is going to come back.
Holding
is the penalty against Zealand West, so that wipes out the gain. Actually, the flag was thrown about 5 yards downfield, so it's not going to be first and 20. It'll be more closer to first and 15. The Ducks have it at their 43. Here come the Ducks up to the line. Brinks comes up under center. Brinks hands it off to, there's a new running back in the ballgame. Actually, no, that's Bowder on the carry. Was that Bowder operating out of the fullback position that time? Bowder gets into Byron Center territory at the 49. It's a gain of 8 for Danny. Again, Bowder averaging close to 15 yards a carry on the course of the season. He came in with 26 touchdowns. Second and 6 for the Ducks from the Byron 49. 3:33. Ducks have two timeouts remaining in the half. Byron Center jamming the line with 7 guys up front, and the side judge just threw a flag right in front of the Ducks bench. I have to wonder if somebody lined up offside, because I did not see any movement. Now, we just got an update on that game over at Kenowa Hills. It's 12-0. Kenowa Hills leading Zealand East. And this is a game the Chicks need to win to make the playoffs. Offside is the call. It will be 2nd and 1. Ducks have it at the Byron Center 44, 2nd and short yardage following the penalty. Straight tee the set. Byron Center looks like they're going to walk a linebacker up. The give is to Lambert up the middle. He's got a first down inside the 40 down to the 38. There's a straight dive play. Jackson Smith on the stop for Byron Center, but Marcus Lambert picks up 6 and a first down.
First and 10, Ducks at the Bulldog. 38-yard line.
Clock stops to set the chain with 3:23 left, and they'll wind it back up now. And the Ducks come up to the line. Brinks is the quarterback for the Ducks. And here's the give to Hessian around the right side, and Cole gets down to about the 35. Jackson Smith again on the stop. Hessian has been the most ball carrier of choice tonight so far. He's carried the ball more often than Bowder has. 2nd and 7 for the Ducks from the Byron Center 35. Clock running, 2:42 to go in the half. We're tied at 6. Brinks looks over the Byron Center defense. They think about blitzing a couple of linebackers. The give is to Bowder around the left side, and Danny's inside the 30. The ball pops loose again. Who's got it?
Danny Bowder was the ball carrier.
Byron Center is signaling they have the football, and they do. For the third consecutive possession, the Ducks turn it over. Jackson Smith with the recovery for Byron Center at their 30. And, boy, this Byron Center defense has just been, They are putting some licks on the Zeeland West ball carriers. They have coughed it up three consecutive possessions. The Ducks come out. Two receivers on the right. Bielsma is in the pistol. He's got Rogers lined up to his right. And Rogers gets the handoff around the left side. And Jared is out to the 34, maybe the 35. Right now, Byron Center's got Jared Rogers going really well. Rogers accounted for 68 yards on that last drive when Byron Center put it in the end zone on Rogers' 33-yard run. Under 2 minutes to play first half. Byron Center has two timeouts left. The clock is running. We're tied at six. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our MHSA perspective featuring John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and his subject this week will be playoffs. Bielsma in the pistol. Bielsma's going to keep it himself. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose a yard.
Bielsma keeps the football. Kajawa.
Trent Kajawa filled the hole that time for Zeeland West. And it's going to be a loss of one back to the 33. The clock continuing to move, 1:20 left.
Third and six.
We'll call it third and six. They mark it short of the 34. Now, Zeeland West gets a stop here. They can call time, and they would still have under a minute to play and have time to put together a drive. Bielsma comes over toward the sideline, and it looks like they're in no hurry. They're going to let the clock run down as much as they can and probably take a timeout. Down to 52 seconds, 51 seconds, and now they're going to call time before the delay of game is called. So with 49.6 seconds to go first half, we are tied at 6. When we come back, it'll be 3rd and 6 Byron Center from its 34. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Big third down situation coming up for Byron Center. They have it at their 34. Third and six. They need just beyond the 40 for the first down.
Play resumed.
Two receivers on the left. Bielsma's in the pistol with Rogers to his right. Four-man front for Zeeland West. Bielsma takes. Hands off to Rogers around the left side. Rogers at a 35. Rogers up the sideline. He believes he has the first down. Up to the 41. And we have an injured player down for Zeeland West, it looks like. I cannot tell who the injured player is, but he is on his back right now at about the 38-yard line. It was just a power sweep to the left with Rogers, and Jared was able to pick up 7 yards and a first down. So the Bulldogs keep the drive going with 39.6 seconds left. They have one timeout left, and while they tend to the injured Zeeland West player, let's take a 60-second break. 6-6 the score. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. The injured Zeeland West player was Danny Botter, the outstanding running back and linebacker for the Ducks. He is walking off under his own power. Don't know what the injury might be. We don't know about his ability to return, but the Ducks are going to need him in the second half, if at all possible. First and 10, Byron Center from its 41. Bielsma hands off on the inside reverse. The ball's loose! It is loose! And who's got it? West might have it! It is Zeeland West football! Chris Ashford with the recovery for the Ducks at the Byron Center 31. They tried to hand it off on an inside reverse to Josh Lee, and Lee never really got his hands on the football. He was starting to run with it before he had possession, and Chris Ashford has recovered. It's the first turnover of the night for Byron Center after Zeeland West had turned it over three consecutive times. So with 29.6 seconds left in the half, the Ducks have an opportunity to cash in. We're tied at 6, 1st and 10, Ducks from the Byron 31. Casey Brinks brings them up. Ducks with two timeouts left. Brinks. Brinks is going to throw it. Brinks airs it out. He's got a man out there, and it is broken up. It was a little under. Oh, we're going to get an interference call. The pass was a little bit underthrown. It was intended for Dakota Goering, who is in for Bowder right now, and Byron's center defender bumped Goering. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Ducks on the interference call. Goering had gotten behind the defender. The pass was a little over underthrown.
Penalty will move the ball to the 16-yard line. First and 10.
They mark it at the 16 after the 15-yard pass interference call. And now the Ducks are back in the red zone again. 23 seconds to go in the half. We're tied at 6. The Ducks try to capitalize on a Byron Center fumble. Goering is in for Bowder right now. Bowder is on the sideline being tended to. The give is to Cole Hessian. Actually, it's going to be Brinks running around right in, and Casey is inside the 10, down to the 8. And we're going to see Zealand West take a timeout here with 15.2 seconds left. Brinks ran the bootleg that time. He faked the handoff to Hessian, put the ball on his hip, and he got down to about the 8, a pickup of 8 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 2 coming up for the Ducks from the Byron Center 8. The Ducks still have one timeout left. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Ducks trying to capitalize here. They have it inside the Byron Center 10 at the 8. And, boy, you would like to have somebody knock through a field goal if they're not able to get it in the end zone here. But I'm sure John Shillito wants 6 going into the locker room here at halftime. Out of the timeout. 2nd and 2. Ducks have it at the Byron Center 8, 15 seconds to go in the half. They have one timeout left, so they basically have time for 2 plays. And this might be a time where they might take a shot at the end zone here with a pass. Brinks brings him up. Casey hands it off to Hessian. Cole around the right side. He's down to the 5, fights his way down to the end zone. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zealand West. Cole Hessian fights his way into the end zone, his 2nd TD of the night. With 10 seconds to go in the half, it's now Zealand West 12 and Byron Center 6.
Ducks, we'll go for 2.
Straight power football by the Ducks that time. And Cole punches it in. And the Ducks take advantage of Byron Center's first turnover of the night. And now this is a big conversion here. They would like to get the 2 and go up by 8 going into the locker room. And Zealand West will take a timeout. They want to get this play right. So Cole Hessian caps off a 31-yard, 4-play drive with an 8-yard run just off the right tackle and powered his way into the end zone, across the end zone for the score. And for Cole, his 2nd touchdown of this ball game. And on the season, that would be his 7th rushing touchdown of the season. So 12-6, Zealand West in the lead. And remember, the Ducks have been used to scoring in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but this Byron Center team has been giving them a battle tonight, as we expected that it would be in this showdown for the OK Green Conference Championship. The Ducks offense huddled around Coach John Shillito, and They want to make sure they get this 2-point conversion right here. And my guess is they will throw most of the time for those 2-point tries. And when you're throwing, you got to look for big number 81, and that's Jordan Van Dorn, who goes about 6'6" and 280. The official sets the ball right at the 3-yard line. Brinks brings him up. Brinks takes. And Brinks was going to run the bootleg, and we got a flag down. This is going to be a legal procedure against Zeeland West. So the two-point conversion just got more difficult. So now they got to do it from the 8-yard line. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll update you on some of the scores. Of course, it's the final night of high school football for the regular season. We got some teams fighting for playoff position. West Ottawa's leading right now, but Zeeland East is losing to Kenowa Hills. Both those teams need to win to make the playoffs. Brinks under center. And Brinks is going to drop back to throw. Gets pressure from late. Throws in the flat, and it's underthrown. He wanted Postma. Check that, Papama around the end zone, but the pass was right at Zach's feet, and really no chance for him to make the grab as Alexander Lake was bringing pressure. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Zeeland West regains the lead. It's the Ducks 12, Byron Center 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Alec Lundin getting ready to kick off for Zeeland West. And this time he's going to have somebody hold the football for him. That wind is pretty strong right now out of the southwest. And the last time, Lundin had the ball blow off the tee. Lundin approaches the ball, sends it deep, and it is over the head and into the end zone. Eric Shard was the deep man, and Shard watched it go right over his head into the end zone. So Byron Center will get it first and 10 at its 20-yard line with 10 seconds to go in the half. 12-6, Zeeland West in the lead. And my guess is, with the score being a six-point ball game, and Byron Center playing as well as it has in the first half, Mark Siskel probably would just go ahead and just run one play into the line and just go to the locker room and be content being down six. But, in fact, they go into the victory formation. They are exactly going to do that. Bousma comes up under center. He'll drop to a knee, and that's going to do it for the first half of this ball game. Cole Hessian with a pair of touchdowns for the Ducks on runs of 1 and 8 yards. It is Zeeland West 12, Byron Center 6 at the half in this OK Green Conference Championship Showdown. Back after this 2-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.